Page 36. How to raise an elephant. The Jumbo Foundation aims to help large orphaned animals. Think about caring for a baby. Mothers can tell you all about the considerable amount of time it takes to feed, change, comfort, and care for a helpless infant. Now, what if that infant is an elephant calf? Instead of weighing 3 to 4 kilograms at birth, he weighs 100. And he needs to be fed every 2 hours, 24 hours a day for 4 years. Would you want to take on that kind of responsibility? Jenny Webb did. She lives in the African country of Malawi. She took in Moses when he was a week old after his mother was killed, probably by poachers. No one else would take him in, as elephants are very expensive and time-consuming to care for. But Jenny was willing and said, "Humans caused this problem, so humans must fix the problem." She spent as much time as she could caring for Moses. She also hired 2 employees to be with him during the day so he wouldn't be lonesome. She works as the director of the Malawi Division of Food Products. To help with the costs of caring for Moses, Jenny started the Jumbo Foundation Elephant Orphanage. It's the first organization of its kind in Malawi. The foundation will take in other orphaned large animals. Our orphanage is not only for elephants, but all large animals like hippos, buffaloes, rhinos, as no one will take them in, said Jenny. The foundation's goal is to care for the orphaned animals and prepare them to be released into the wild. Jenny quickly learned that an elephant baby needs more than just a special formula every 2 hours. Elephant mothers provide not only food, but also shelter under their big bellies. Elephants can get sunburned, and Moses didn't have his mother's large size to protect him. He needed sunscreen and creams applied to his skin every day. A blanket was tied over his back during the day to protect him from the harsh African sun. Moses needed company, especially at night, so Jenny would sleep next to him on a mattress on the floor. When Jenny took in Moses in February of 2012, she believed he had only a 20% chance of survival. Without the immunities he'd get in his mother's milk, Moses frequently got sick. Thankfully, veterinarians and people from the Elephant Orphanage Project in nearby Zambia helped out a lot. But sadly, in November 2012, he got severe diarrhea and could not get over it, and Moses died. Jenny and her many friends continued to mourn the little elephant who touched their lives in such a special way. Elephants are very sensitive and pick up on your emotions. If you are sad, they comfort you. If you are stressed, they are tense. If you are ill, they are loving, Jenny said. At the moment, the Jumbo Foundation has no elephants to care for. But as elephant poaching remains a serious problem, Jenny will no doubt take in more orphans in the future. What Jenny learned from caring for Moses will help her when the next orphan comes along. Word Bank Foundation. This foundation helps African women. Infant. That infant is only 1 month old. Time-consuming. Preparing this report is very time-consuming. Lonesome. The lonesome boy needs some friends. Orphanage. The children at the orphanage have no parents to care for them. Rhino. Rhinos are large African animals. Shelter. When it started to rain, we looked for shelter. Harsh. No one likes to live in this harsh climate. Frequently. Johnny frequently goes to the gym on Saturdays. Severe. A severe storm is heading our way. Stay inside. Mourn. The children mourned the loss of their pet. Tense. Everyone is tense because the boss is angry. More information. Poacher. Formula. Mattress. Immunity. Veterinarian. Diarrhea. Talk about it. What do you have to do that is time-consuming? Do you think people should work to save elephants? Why or why not? How can you help save elephants?